Hey, thank you so much for coming back. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And Patrina King joins me. She is CEO of Golf Women Mean Business. And this is such a great organization because Patrina came in and was like, hey, men make their deals on the golf course. We need to learn how to do it. And so Golf Women Mean Business is serious. How are you this morning?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for having me again.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Talk about Golf Women Mean Business. I love this organization.
Yeah, thank you so much. Golf Women Mean Business is a golf and business education company for women, for professional women. We teach women how to play golf and how to use it for business purposes, mm-hmm. in a nutshell. We're not all social and we're not all business, mm-hmm. but we like to combine the two.
Yes.
So we do business training and we do golf training. So when you go to the golf course, you need to know what you're doing. We want to make sure that happens. And, of course, when you get out there on the course, you need to know what you're doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's us.
Mm-hmm. You have some LPGA women who are professionals who come out and help women learn how to play golf?
Absolutely. So the business side is taught by business experts, mm-hmm. Experts in their field. The golf side is taught by golf professionals. LPGA, we actually recently got connected with some PGA professionals as well. So we're out there. So whatever you need, we have it.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And for you, you know, tell the story about how you got into golf and what it's meant for you business-wise.
Yeah, so I've been playing golf since I was 7 years old. My dad taught me. I played with all men. I played through high school. I decided against the 36 scholarship offers just to get straight to business, really. And so even though I knew how to compete in golf, and I did in high school, when it came to using golf for business, I did not excel. I actually failed the first time because there is a slight difference between competitive golf and business golf. And so because of my embarrassment and because of the deal that I lost, I did not want women to go through what I went through because it was hard enough for me to already get that meeting on the golf course with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where this business really came from. After talking to my mentor, of course, she told me that it would be great because she is a huge woman business entrepreneur advocate. So she helped me get it going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a great story, and more women are getting out there. We're getting out there more, right?
Yes, we are, and mm-hmm. I love it, yes.
So you are having your first anniversary and awards gala.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us all about it.
So that's exciting.
Yes.
To be able to celebrate 1 year in business. And so we do have a gala coming up November 15th. It's at the Atlanta National Country Club in Alpharetta,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be, of course, celebrating us, you know, being in business, but we're also honoring some women who have been supporters of Golf Women Mean Business and also of the community itself.
Wow, that's fantastic. So
yeah.
Who are you celebrating?
All right, so I have Ms. Pat Letier of Atlanta Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
I have Ms. Nancy Lewis of Progressive Techniques Incorporated, who is also my mentor.
Okay.
Miranda McKenzie of Atlanta Technical College, and we also have Twanda Black of KISS 104.1. Yes. So we're going to celebrate you guys as honor. You know, we're honoring you,
mm-hmm.
but we also have a diversity award for Dr. Pozo, who is she's a plastic surgeon,
mm-hmm.
and she was the first African American female to graduate from the Harvard School of Plastic Surgery.
Wow, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So tell us what else is going to happen at this gala. There's more than just awards.
Yes, it is. We have a red carpet that starts at 6 o'clock. I'm going to also pay a tribute to my dad,
mm-hmm.
For introducing golf to me at such a young age. He's been very instrumental in my life as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we also have a special celebrity guest there as a performance, and we have a live band, Grits and Jelly Butter.
One of the baddest bands in the ATL,
yes.
I have to admit.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So they will be there giving us the tunes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Tell folks how they can get involved. Because anybody can come, right?
Yes, anybody can come.
Mm-hmm.
This is open to men and women. I know it's Golf Women Mean Business, and people just kind of think, oh, is this all for women? No. Please bring your dates, whatever.
That's right.
But it's open to anyone. If you are a Golf Women Mean Business member, of course, there is a discount for you, mm-hmm. but you can get more information on our website at www.golfwomenmeanbusiness.com and click on the flyer and all the information is there.
Now, is this your last event of the year?
This is our last event of the year, and also membership is closing for the year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we'll open it back up in January because, you know, it is a special type of mm-hmm. woman, mm-hmm. you know, so, yeah.
So talk about the events that you've held this year, and you're going to hold the same kinds of events next year?
Yeah, so this year we've had business breakfast events where, of course, we were so thankful to have you as our moderator. Mm-hmm. We had a panel of business speakers, experts, talking about different topics in business. And then we also had Sips and Tips, where
yes.
there is not a panel. There's one expert on one particular topic. Mm-hmm. And we also do a social golf, some kind of activity mm-hmm. during that time. Mm-hmm. And we also opened two more locations. We have Charlotte, and then we had Washington, D.C.
Oh.
And so throughout those two locations, we did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Charlotte's actually having their first business brunch this Sunday at a Firethorn Country Club, mm-hmm. and D.C. is having their first golf outing on the 22nd.
Nice. So next year, we're all going to get together and go somewhere and do golf, right?
We are. Yes, we are.
I'm excited.
You know, we got to talk about that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. Great events throughout the year, and it's a good way to connect business-wise because most of the women that come are entrepreneurs or corporate heads in their industry. So definitely a way to make some good contacts.
Quality contact, good
yes.
quality contact
yes.
is what we like to call them.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. So tell folks how they can log on to Golf Women Mean Business, find out more about the gala that's coming up on November 15th at the Atlanta National Golf Club in Alpharetta, and so that they can be in contact and know what's happening for 2016.
Yes. So our calendar will be on the website, golfwomenmeanbusiness.com. You can go to the D.C. It's a location that says D.C. events, Charlotte events, Atlanta events. Click on your location of choice. All the information will be there. And you can also contact me directly by cell phone, 678-861-4183. And that's it.
Okay. All yeah. right. Looking forward to it. The inaugural anniversary and awards gala for Golf Women Mean Business, November 15th, 2015. You can go to golfwomenmeanbusiness.com. Patrina King is the founder. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming back. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And joining me this morning, Nancy Lewis. She is CEO of Progressive Techniques Incorporated and also co-founder of Transforming Women Entrepreneurs, better known as TWE. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Twanda. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
You're having the last TWE breakfast of 2015 coming up.
Yes, November 13th.
Mm-hmm. 8:30 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. at the Commerce Club at 191 Peachtree Street. And I love the theme and the speakers. I've heard all of these speakers, and they are phenomenal. Maximize your marketing for future growth and success.
Yes, it's going to be an incredible morning of information with our fabulous speakers, Angela Wood, who's the president and founder of Wonderfish Creative Solutions. We have Barbara Giamanco, who is the CEO of Social-Centered Selling, and then Pamela Adams-Alexander, who is the chief digital officer for BizLinks TV Network, some phenomenal women who have so much experience and knowledge and grassroots experience to help you really learn how to maximize your marketing for future growth and success as we begin to think about 2016.
Yes, yes. That's such a huge part of your business is marketing, I'll tell you. And there's so many different ways now, and sometimes it gets to be a bit overwhelming.
Yes, and that's why they're going to give you some strategies and some basic principles that will help you in terms of marketing traditionally, social media, how to leverage that, because all that's connected in terms of marketing your business and your brand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know that Pamela Adams-Alexander is always at TWE, along with her husband, Nash Alexander, and BizLinks TV Network, they are just out there. They're doing everything. And that's such a great way to get your business out.
Yes, it is. And they're one of our sponsors, along with BizLinks TV is a sponsor mm-hmm. for TWE. Georgia Power, I got to give it up for Georgia Power. They have been so supportive of me and what I do. So I'm so thankful for their continued support. Alarell Cosmetics as well. They've been very supportive of the event from the inception. And then, of course, we're the event sponsor, Progressive Techniques Incorporated. But I'm very thankful for our sponsors for this event. And we even have our hashtag out there so people can, you know, hashtag mm-hmm. the event when they come there and talk about it. And that's PTTWES. So, you know, PTTWES. So we'll talk more about that mm-hmm. as the event takes place. But you, again, have to continue to work on marketing and maximizing all that you do so that you can grow your business.
Well, tell folks how they can get involved and how they can be a part of this.
They can go to the website, www.tweus.com. That's www.tweus.com, and register for the event. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you there. They can come out that morning. We give you a wonderful breakfast. In addition to that, you get some wonderful information. And also, it's an opportunity to be able to connect with other people, not just network,
right.
but to actually connect with other people that can help you in terms of growing your business and just creating those relationships, because at the end of the day, everything is about relationships.
You know, I can't tell you as the moderator of this event how many people I have met and been able to help or host or do something for them. I have met so many awesome women.
And people come and they meet you, and you're just so easy to talk to. And I have to say, give it up from our moderator, Tawanda Black, who's been with us from the very beginning, being the MC for the program mm-hmm. and being, I think you've been a speaker as well mm-hmm. along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But TWE has been very grateful to have you as a part of what we do. And Kiss 104.1 has been our sponsor,
yes.
our media sponsor. So I'm very thankful for all the things that you do for us and help us get the word out about TWE. I don't take any of that for granted. So thank you so much for all your support.
So let's shift gears just for a moment and talk about 2016, the big events. It's a full day. And the theme is Brilliant, Brave, and Bold, Business Women Transforming the World. This is going to be an awesome one-day event.
Yes, March 17, 2016. You want to save the date, March 17, 2016, 9 to 4. It will be an amazing day. I kept seeing brilliance in terms of how women are lighting up the world mm-hmm. with their diamonds, their gemstones. That's the beauty that's inside them that manifests on the outside. So it will be a phenomenal day. More information will come. We will have the TWE Woman of the Year Award as well. More of that information will come as we move forward. But save the date because it will be an amazing day, March 17, 2016. As we talk about brilliant, bold, and brave women transforming the world. So it's going to be a phenomenal day. You know, you've been a part of it. You've seen it. It's just, you just have to be there and experience it.
Yes, yes. And you talk about connections. And I love that, you know, it's in an intimate setting where there's not so many people that you can't reach out and touch who you want to touch.
Absolutely. Anybody you want to connect with. We have a nice crowd, but anybody you want to connect to, there is somebody that can connect you. Or you can just walk up to them and say, hi, my name
mm-hmm.
is,
mm-hmm.
and begin the conversation. It's not so that there's so many people, there are thousands of people where you're trying to get to someone and you can't get to them. You can have access to anybody you want to have access to when you come to our event.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, just some of the speakers that you've had. I know Barbara Giamonco is excellent. I've interviewed her before. She is fantastic.
She is an amazing woman with so much information, so much knowledge
mm-hmm.
about social-centered selling. She is an expert at what she does. Same thing with Angela Wood.
Yeah.
She is an expert in terms of creative solutions and things. Pamela Adams Alexander with you know, Constant Contact, all the wonderful things she does with TV, online TV and all that. I mean, incredible knowledge and information that will be given that day that people will walk away with to help them catapult their business.
So tell some of the names of some of these really awesome women in their fields that you've had throughout this year of 2015.
Well, this year we've had Deborah Mackins, who's with Georgia Power. We had Sandy Krause, who's with the Women's PGA.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of our speakers. Shelley Lamar, who's with Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. And we've also had Myrna White in the past as
mm-hmm.
well. And with Georgia Power, we also had, not this year, but Melissa Evans has been a speaker. We have had Tanika Cabral, who's with the Coca-Cola Company. We had Adrian Johnson and Carla Brando, who are entrepreneurs,
oh, yeah.
who spoke this year.
Mm-hmm.
You were one of our speakers this year
mm-hmm.
when we had our TWE circles.
Mm-hmm.
We had also Charlotte Johnson, who's with the SBA. So we've had a cadre of speakers who've been out there who've been willing to share with us information and insight about how to grow your business.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell our audience about Progressive Techniques Incorporated and what you do there.
Well, Progressive Techniques Incorporated, our theme is developing a better you. We help organizations transform their people potential mm-hmm. by providing workshops and seminars and keynotes in the area of diversity and inclusion, leadership, the soft skills that have a hard impact, helping people play better together in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide business and executive coaching one-on-one to help leaders learn how to develop their career for the career they desire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very important, especially with in most workplaces, there are four generations of people. We need that.
Yes, we do. And I need to tell you, we're working on the book. The book is actually at the editor, the book on millennials.
Yes.
That will
yes.
be coming out before the end of the year. We will have the book out. It's a short book on millennials, but I am also a millennial expert, so I talk a lot about leveraging the generations mm-hmm. working together.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Tell folks how they can reach you for your services at Progressive Techniques Incorporated.
They can reach us at
770-964-5533.
That's 770-964-5533. Or they can reach us on the World Wide Web at www.progressivetechniquesinc.com. That's mm-hmm. progressivetechniquesinc.com on the World Wide Web.
You do personal coaching.
One-on-one executive and business coaching. Mm-hmm. One-on-one, I work with business professionals, entrepreneurs, anybody who has a desire to increase and enhance their business productivity in their career path and where they want to go, or as an entrepreneur, how to share what I've learned over the years to help them in their business.
Wonderful, wonderful. All well needed, I tell you. Very well needed.
Yes.
So let's go back to November 13, 2015, the Transforming Women Entrepreneurs Breakfast at the Commerce Club at 191 Peachtree Street. And the theme, Maximize Your Marketing for Future Growth and Success. Awesome panel of speakers for this event. And again, tell folks how they can get tickets, how they can learn more about TWE.
TWE, they can go to the website, www.tweus.com. That's www.tweus.com. And they can reach me certainly at 770-964-5533. 770-964-5533. But we would love for you to come out and have breakfast with us, but more importantly, make some great connections and hear some great information that will help you maximize your marketing for future growth and success.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll be looking forward to that Millennials book coming out at the end of the year.
Yes.
So we will be talking to you about that as well, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Nancy Lewis.